It's another hour of a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell. And we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Nice and slow, so you can dial it in and put it right there on your favorites. 800-228-0550. Is that slow enough, Todd, do you think?
It sounds like it to me, yeah.
One of
but
the,
you never know.
Pieces of feedback we get from our listeners, you say the numbers too fast. So I have right in front of me, slow, 800-228-0550.
I don't care how slow you say it, there's going to be somebody that'll say you're saying it too fast. So
I could really slow it down. That's why I suggested to go right there on the favorites list. You know, then you've really honored us because then you just, boom, could push that baby
right
there.
Well, if you have a rotary phone, you probably don't have speed dial anyway. So,
are there any rotary phones left?
Oh, sure.
There are? I don't remember the last time I've seen a rotary phone.
I got a friend that's got rotary apps on his iPhone, so he doesn't have to punch numbers. He can still do the rotary thing.
Is that partial to the rotary phone, huh?
And I figured out what I'm going to get him for his next birthday or Christmas or whatever is the next gift-giving occasion. They do make coiled cord handsets that you can plug into your iPhone.
Of course they do. They make everything.
Right. So, I mean, isn't that, if you're going to have a rotary phone app, you might as well have the coiled cord handset, too, while you're at it.
Exactly right. One of the, I have this memory as a child of staying at my aunt and uncle's, Hank and Marie Stokes in Taunton, Minnesota. All right? And they had a big red phone in the kitchen that was a party line phone, you know? And so you only answered the phone when it was a certain kind of ring. That meant it was your ring. A different kind of ring, it was your neighbor's ring, right? And I never could get it right. I mean, the phone rang. I answered it because we lived in the big town of Montevideo.
Trying to be a good boy, things. You answer the phone, it's the wrong ring. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
So I was always messing things up in the neighborhood, something terrible. But that was the old classic rotary dial. That was a beauty. Okay, whatever's on your mind, we did talk a little health care last hour. Obviously, update on the a blizzard situation in a good chunk of North Dakota. Road conditions look like they are improving a little bit west towards the border. In fact, now from 85 west of the Montana border, it's now no longer no travel advised, but still snow covered. And then rest of the way, 85 into Bismarck, is still no travel advised. However, the area around Jamestown is getting, it isn't no travel advised yet, but it is scattered ice. So there's a good 60-mile radius either side of Jamestown, that's still a bit of a mess on 94. 29 from Grand Forks North is no travel advised. Big chunk of Highway 2, no travel advised, at least till about halfway to Minot. And so road conditions are, depending on the weather and where you're at, a bit treacherous today. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Back to the phones here, and Tim in Bismarck has a question or a comment on healthcare. Go ahead, Tim, you're up.
I heard the guy from Blue Cross and Blue Shield a little bit. I didn't get in on the whole thing, but I retired in December, and the company that I work for, I was able to continue my health care, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for $906 a month, and it's real good coverage, and so I got grandfathered in on that. But before I retired, I went to the local Blue Cross and Blue Shield office, and I was looking at a plan that a lot of other retirees went to, and it was called Afford a Blue with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and it was like about $500 a month, and very comparable for coverage and out-of-pocket costs and all that. Well, because it did not fit Obamacare's requirements, it was no longer available, and you had to go to these metal plans that he was talking about, bronze, gold, silver, platinum, so on and so forth. Those run around, I kind of forget the numbers now, but these are close ballpark numbers. They run around $1,500 to $2,200 a month versus the $500 or the $900 that I'm paying now. And the cheaper ones, the $1,500 ones, don't have near as good a coverage as as what I've got now. Naturally, the $2,000 a month ones have very good coverage. But then the out-of-pocket payments and the office calls are like twice as much. And then the maximum that you have to pay is like two or three times as much. You have to pay like $6,000 out-of-pocket on a lot of them to before the insurance really even starts to make a good coverage. When I went to Blue Cross and Blue Shield office, I was kind of had some thoughts to myself about why Blue Cross and Blue Shield isn't standing on the mountaintop screaming Obamacare is hurting everybody. And then especially after listening to the guy today, how he kind of downplayed it and was very nonchalant about it. And well, the government this or the plan that. They should be screaming and telling everybody what the costs are and the comparisons between them. It's just, it's outrageous how much more expensive it is for less coverage.
Yeah, all in the name of a fix, Tim. I mean, that's the frustrating part here, right? I mean, that's why I started the interview by saying this really started because they were uninsured people. And
right.
To the extent that there were uninsured people who didn't want to be uninsured, that was the problem that needed fixing. Now, as you heard him say, yeah, we thought 15,000 uninsured would come out of 50 in the state, and it didn't. Only a third of what they anticipated came in. So it's not even fixed what it was intended to fix, and it's cost you more.
Right, you know, you've got 15,000 people that it's costing way more money now. It just is, had completely the total opposite effect of what they really wanted. It's just not working at all. And
well, I'll tell you how your point has been proven, and that is by the fact that Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, along with a handful of other Democrats in states that are generally less favorable to Democrats, Alaska and West Virginia, and there's six of them all together that came together that said we need major changes in Obamacare. They've actually put forward legislation. Now, Harry Reid last week said, not a chance, it's going nowhere, I'm not doing anything, causing some to say, well, this was just good politics, and to say, well, we proposed changes, but we couldn't get any through. But I do think it signifies the fact that even Democrats realize this is a political stinker. This is a problem.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I do write my congressman letters and let them know what I think fairly often. And when I was in the process of retiring and checking in on this, I did write Heidi Heitkamp a letter saying that I didn't think Obamacare was working then. It was, and all the problems, I had a whole list of problems that I had, notes that I'd made and stuff like that. And she sent me a letter back saying that, you know, that she appreciated hearing from me. And before I get into bashing her, I do have to say that I've heard you guys on the radio recently saying that we have to thank her for being a servant. And she does do a lot of good things for North Dakota and gun rights. And there's a lot of good she does do. But on this Obamacare, she sent me a letter saying that most of her constituents are in favor of Obamacare. You know, I call BS on that. And matter of fact, I would go so far as to say she's lying because I know a lot of people in North Dakota, a lot of people. And out of all the people I know, I don't think I know 10 of them that are in favor of Obamacare. So I don't know who she's talking to in North Dakota. But
well, and again, she could be talking to just the rabid, fire-breathing Democrats who have consumed the Kool-Aid on it. I guess it depends on who we define as constituents. I think by the fact that the news release last week came out saying we need to fix it and propose major changes suggests that there's that statement, I don't know when she said it, but it's no longer true now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be proposing the changes out there. Let me get another call in here before the break. Tim, appreciate your comments. Thanks for sharing. Good luck on your particular situation. Ron Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Got about a minute for you here.
Yeah, this is Ron calling. I talked to you, I suppose it's been about a month or two ago, and I brought out someone could call in and say a couple good things that Obama's done. My wife, I had told you, had got some insurance. And we checked into it, and it went from $200 to $650. Now, we finally found a great insurance that went only from $200 to $450, which is $250 more. And we have all the way up to a $4,000 deductible, so a lot of good it's going to do us. The only thing it's good for is if she would happen to get cancer or something, you know, it would help you for the long-term insurance. And I think it's a farce. I don't understand why we can't get rid of Obamacare, and I don't understand why anybody would stick up for it.
It's hard to find fans of it, isn't it?
You know, yes, it is. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And the thing of it is, you know, they always say everybody's in favor of it. They had the numbers out the other day of how many people actually went on Obamacare and how many people were uninsured. And it's just, there's not even a close call. It's not even 10% of the people have it, you know, that are supposed to be getting it. So it's not doing what it's supposed to. And once it's implemented, it's going to be almost impossible, isn't it, to get it back, because you think the insurances are going to go back down.
It's a mess.
Paying.
It's a mess, Ron. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
March. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, when I talk to callers like the last two callers that have specific stories about impacts, one in the case of a gentleman, you know, trying to get the best coverage for his wife and seeing the premium go up and the deductible go up and the coverage, you know, being diminished. The other fellow retiring and trying to be in a pretty good spot to get some decent coverage and having the same troubles. It just really irks you, doesn't it? It really, really, really irks you. And then to have folks saying, "Oh, this is great. This is fine. This is wonderful." Political leaders, then that adds insult to injury. I mean, these are real stories. And again, we welcome folks of all political persuasions here. If you've got a story about how this is the best thing that ever happened, I didn't have coverage, now I do, it's wonderful, let's hear from you. Where are they? Where are those stories about how great it is working? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Be interesting to see how much of a issue that'll be in the congressional race. Over the weekend, the Democrats put forward a candidate for Congress against Congressman Kevin Cramer, George Sinner, a banker, and most recently a legislator, state senator from Fargo, was endorsed by the Democrats over the weekend as their candidate to take on Congressman Kevin Cramer. How do you think George Sinner will fare in that race? How much of a role will Obamacare play in that race? Kevin Cramer, who's been a constant critic against it, George Sinner probably have to do a little bit of a Heidi Heitkamp-like dance, although she hasn't really danced much on Obamacare until now. She's been pretty much she said things like there's parts that are good and parts that are bad, but, you know, no real sort of concrete here's what I do until now with this proposal that came out last week, which Harry Reid says has no chance of passing. You're getting a lot of language from the Democrats about wanting balance in government in North Dakota. And obviously that works for them, I guess, on the legislative side because there's already balance on the congressional delegation side. But you think that argument works for them? That's what they'll try and make. Here's what George Sinner said about Kevin Cramer. He collected a government paycheck year after year, always needing more, and all the time complaining about the excesses of government. All right. That's his criticism of Congressman Kevin Cramer, calling him a career politician, which is rather interesting because, you know, obviously they honored this weekend at the Democratic Convention some career politicians in Senators Conrad and Dorgan and Congressman Pomeroy. So I have to be a little careful there about criticizing career politicians. I'm not so sure that works. In other words, I don't think people sit there and say, a career politician. In the case of Kevin Cramer, certainly been a public servant at many different levels, served in, you know, Governor Ed Schaefer's administration, worked in Republican Party circles and whatnot. But, I don't know that I think people say, hey, remember member of Congress, are they doing a good job or a bad job? Not what's their history. I'm not so sure that's a winning argument. And I see he has a Washington, D.C. campaign manager, so maybe we'll have more of the same. Curious what you think about that, though. Terry in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Name.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about George Sinner running. He's going to use Heidi Heitkamp's playbook of getting the Public Employees Association behind him to motivate their political base to go out and campaign on the Indian reservations. And he'll use her playbook, and he'll use Joel Heitkamp's email addresses that he got from all the people that they think they can get out the vote. The only thing he's got to use is that he's going to pit the farm bill against against Mr. Cramer.
How does that work? I mean, that was one of the things they brought up at the convention is that some of the changes that were proposed by Congressman Cramer in the farm bill. The farm bill's passed. How when it's passed, can you possibly, use that as a political tool against a sitting member of Congress? They used that against Rick Berg, obviously. And in case of Rick Berg, it didn't pass. So they had that. Heidi Heitkamp had that. But how will George Sinner be able to use that, Terry?
Well, they'll spin it. Look, they're good at spinning things.
Well, you can say anything. No, you can roll out anything in the way of campaign rhetoric, right? I'll go with you on that. Will it work, I guess, is the bigger question.
Yes, it will work. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because the uninformed voters are going to sit there and take it as God's fact. Instead of researching it and having the facts in front of them, they're going to actually sit there and swallow the Kool-Aid, like you say. They'll swallow the Kool-Aid. And here's the other thing. Do you want to look back at 8 years that we had of a center in office? Look at the public employees. You should look at their pay, what it was during those 8 years.
That was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're talking the 80s. That's interesting points, Terry. Appreciate the call. Mike and Botno, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just going to say about, you know, as far as George Sinner getting Conrad to endorse him or announce him as a candidate, whatever, to me, he's just showing that he has no respect for the opinions of the people of North Dakota, because Kent Conrad, Dorgan, Pomeroy all voted totally against what the people of North Dakota wanted. And it was an overwhelming majority there, too.
Yeah, but Mike, let me just play devil's advocate for a minute here. If you're a Democrat in front of the Democratic delegates, who better than to have longtime members of the congressional delegation as Democrats from North Dakota than to introduce you? I mean, that's trying to whip up the crowd, the home team.
Oh yeah, I can see that part of it too. But the way I look at it is, and I can see why he did it. But to me, it's just shows that he has no respect for, you know, the people of North Dakota and his voting record, you know.
So you don't think the voters are going to like that?
I think when Ken Conrad's in North Dakota, he should go, like, to the Trinity Hospital and take his picture down and several other hospitals in the area. That is ridiculous.
His picture is up in a hospital? Why would a picture of a U.S. senator, former U.S. senator, be up in a hospital?
I would say campaigning for feeding his already oversized ego, one or the other. But you walk into Trinity Hospital, you got to look at Ken Conrad's picture. You walk into Bob Hospital, it's not as obvious there. But I don't see any presidents or anybody else in there, so why should I have to look at Ken Conrad? Anyway, that's a pet peeve.
That's a little odd. Mike, appreciate the call. I'm going to get Bob and West open here quickly. Half a minute for you, Bob. Take it away.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield was there. Why my premiums go up higher and they only pay 20% and the other pays 80%. But anyway, I got a record here. I've been going through my records. This is written by Tom T. Hall. The monkey that became president. Now that is a good record. Somebody.
What in the world? Bob, hang on a second here. We got to sort this out.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring is sprung, and Megan from the North Dakota Truck Wash is on the phone to tell us about a brand new set of hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash starting April 6th. What's happening at North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Yep, as you mentioned, starting April 6th, we'll be open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Folks, why waste time or fuel? Free VIP service, that deep cleaning process, satisfaction guarantee. They get rid of the mud, and it's 24/7. Call them at 701-628-1550 or stop and see them on the truck bypass south of the Senex, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Continue on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Finish our conversation here with Bob and West Hope. And then we'll bring in a guest from the North Dakota National Guard to talk about what concerns many of us, and that is Defense Department cuts that could cause the loss of 200 North Dakota Guard troops. Also some recent deployments and mobilization notices we want to catch up on. So chat about all that coming up here in just a little bit. On the program we call What's on Your Mind, I promised to outline some details on a new, it's rather alarmist report on global warming. Since somebody brought that up earlier, I've not got back to it yet because we've deferred to the callers, which we always do here on the program. So Bob and Westholt, before the break, you're talking about going through some old records, right? And you came across what?
I came across this. It's by Tom T. Hall. He's the singer. And it got a date on here, 1972. It's a 45 album, and it says, "The Monkey That Became President."
So you think that means that monkeys can perform duties better than politicians? Is that what that...
I don't know. I don't know if I should even put this on the air, but I mean, it could be whatever. But I mean, what I'd like to do is get it down to Bismarck someplace sometime or something and get a copy made of it and then send it to like Phil and Mark or somebody or your partner that's sitting in the office down there now.
Sure. Yeah.
And see and have them listen to it once. It is laugh funny and it's just about the way it goes across the way the president is now.
Yeah, I just did a little check-in on this, and by the way, you don't need to send anything down because we can you nowadays can. You can find any song anywhere online, so that's pretty easy to do. But was Tom T. Hall song 72 peaked at number 11 on the charts, number 9 on the Canadian country singles charts, poking fun at government by showing that a monkey can perform duties better than politicians.
Yep, that's what it is.
All right, you found a dandy there. That's for sure. Plus, it's a 45.
Is it worth any money?
I doubt it. I don't know. Todd, do you know any more of these 45s worth anything these days?
No, you know, the guy to talk to is Mighty John Marshall. I'll have to dig up his phone numbers. We have him on from time to time, and he is an absolute expert at these things. He should have his own reality show on some TV channel, because his would be a lot better than so many of them on there.
Yeah, I went through the internet, or not me, but my sister did, and she got it for me one time, and she's going to get me another copy from that guy.
Sounds
good. Yeah, he's definitely the guy.
Yep. Okay.
Appreciate the call. Thanks
a
bunch.
Thanks, bye.
We're joined today by General Alan Dorman, who's the Deputy Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard. News headlines last week concerned us all about these Defense Department cuts, and we wanted to talk about what the reality may be for the North Dakota National Guard. General Dorman, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today, Scott?
Very good. We mentioned this earlier. I had some calls, too, but this weekend brought a very significant event, North Dakota Vietnam Veterans Day, which was designated as March 29th because our last soldiers were removed from Vietnam on March 29th. 1975, 75,000 severely wounded, 58,282 Vietnam veterans killed in action, 198 of those from North Dakota, more than 2,646 Americans still to this day remain unaccounted for from the conflict. We heard a great account of an event in Minot and certainly wanted to take this opportunity, since that happened over the weekend, to thank all those Vietnam veterans and certainly thank the ones we lost as well. So wanted to start there today. Did you get a chance to participate in any of the weekend events on that, General?
No, I was not. I know General Spritznadek participated in an event we had last Friday. But, you know, it took a long time for us to get around to thanking those veterans for the service. So the more we can do that to make sure we recognize the hardships they went through and recognize their service is very important.
Absolutely, and kudos to all the folks that participated and organized those events over the weekend. So what do we know about the proposed defense cuts and the real-world impacts on our Guard and Reserve soldiers here in North Dakota?
Well, what we know right now is that there's going to be cuts across the Army. Right now that's the focus, at least for us in the National Guard. The in-strength proposed cuts take us from a little over 350,000 down to about 335,000. What that means for North Dakota is a loss of about 200 positions within the North Dakota Army National Guard.
And what flexibility do you have with those 200? I mean, where will those 200 reductions come from?
Well, we've been staffing this for some time. Obviously, we knew this was coming. The nation has to tighten its belt. We knew the Army and the National Guard would be a part of that solution from a DOD perspective, so we've been looking at this for a while. As we've gone through analysis, we've looked at ensuring that we maintain what they call the essential 10. That's such things as transportation, engineers, security, those things you need in a state to respond to natural disasters. So we've come up with our plan for the reduction of 200. We won't impact under that plan our ability to respond to, you know, emergencies here in North Dakota. But we got to keep in mind that this reduction down to 335 is not DOD's end game. That right now under the Budget Control Act, there's still the possibility that the National Guard be cut down to 315,000. Now, if that would happen, the impact in North Dakota would be further reductions. We don't know an exact number, but it could be another 300 or 400 positions.
When do you anticipate this happening, General?
Well, the for the planning to get down to 335, which is the reduction of 200 soldiers in the state of North Dakota, that will have to be accomplished by fiscal year 17. So by 1 October 2018, that has to be completed. Or 2017, sorry. And then we're just waiting to see what Congress does as far as whether there'll be further cuts following that initial reduction of 200. If there is, that's going to be have much more severe impact to the state of North Dakota.
I don't imagine you do anything other than take the news you're given and you know, kind of top down it comes, the reductions are the reductions, we got to do it. But I hear a lot of folks suggest the worst place to cut in the military would be the would be the Department of Defense for a whole host of reasons. What do you see the impact to the mission that the North Dakota National Guard has as a result of this?
Well, you know, it's we're all about readiness. That's what we talk about all the time. You know, General Spritznadek, he'll say number one job is taking care of soldiers, airmen, and their families. But part of that is making sure those soldiers are trained and ready to go. Over the last 12 years, we've obtained and sustained an incredible level of readiness. Whether we're called to do the federal mission or we respond to floods here in North Dakota, we've always been there. We've always been ready. We've met every requirement that the federal government or state government has given us to do our mission. With reduced funding, our biggest concern is ensuring that that incredible readiness that we've accomplished over the last 12 years, we're able to maintain that. So finding those training dollars, finding those opportunities for soldiers and airmen to do missions here and overseas to make sure we maintain that readiness is crucially important. And that's at risk if we are not funded as we need to be to maintain that readiness.
How many members of the North Dakota National Guard are there?
Well, on the Army side, we're sitting around about 3,200. Then there's another 1,000 Air Guardsmen. So just around 4,200 for the state of North Dakota.
And out of that 4,200, the reduction at 200 would come. That's at least the first wave anyway, right?
Well, yes, and that'll all come out of the Army. If you recall back in 2013, we went through a similar challenge with the Air National Guard, where the Air Force was making significant reductions to the Air National Guard. North Dakota came out of that in strength-wise in pretty good shape, but as you recall, that's when we lost our manned flying mission in Fargo. But in strength-wise, we're able to maintain that.
And of those numbers, of the total right now, how many are deployed? How many are in some kind of a mission right now?
Well, right now, we got about 40 of our aviators over in Kosovo. We got 40 soldiers from our medical detachment that are deployed over to Afghanistan. We got about 200 of our air defenders in the National Capital Region protecting the skies there. So all told, about 280 soldiers deployed right now.
I wasn't familiar with that particular mission in Washington, D.C. until my recent trip out there. Congressman Kevin Cramer was telling me about a pretty extraordinary effort that is underway. I mean, there's a robust defense of the skyways in Washington, D.C., isn't there?
There absolutely is. And those, I can tell you, and you probably heard from the congressman, but those soldiers are just doing an outstanding job in a very critical mission out in the National Capital Region.
And we just heard about a potential deployment, mobilization notice for some folks around Valley City. Update us on that.
Well, that's a small logistics detachment scheduled to mobilize later this year, just because everything that's going on at a national level, as far as when the mission in Afghanistan will end. We don't have a lot of specifics about when they'll go, but again, they're scheduled for Afghanistan, and you know, it's a small logistical element that would go over there.
What kind of numbers are we talking about there, General?
For the that particular mission, I don't have it right in front of me here, Scott, but it's that 15 to 20 range somewhere in there.
Very good. And, of course, all of the other Guard and Reserve members are constantly training, right?
We are. And, you know, the one thing I've been talking about all this experience we've gained over the last 12 years, but the ability to go from a state to federal mission and back the other way, there's a nexus there that we need to maintain. I remember back in 2010 or 2009, we had significant flooding. There was a unit scheduled to go to K4, and we said, well, we're going to keep our hands off them because they got to get ready for the mission in Kosovo. But it got so dire that we activated them for state floods. But guess what? The skill sets they used to command and control troops on the ground and to get that mission set down was very important for their ability to prepare for Kosovo. And you could argue with some of the best training they had getting ready for Kosovo by doing those flood operations here in North Dakota. You know, one of the things we're stressing, too, is that the National Guard, the reserves in general, just provide value for America. And there was a study that came out on the Air Force last year showing that the National Guard or the Air National Guard costs approximately one-third to maintain as opposed to the active forces. So, you know, as our country looks at how we're going to tighten our fiscal belt and where the best value is for America, I know a lot of folks are looking to the reserves and the National Guard to say, if we need to maintain strong defense and we have a limited budget, we get a great bang for our buck with the National
Guard. Sure do. Absolutely. General Dorman, Deputy Adjutant General, North Dakota National Guard, with an update on the budget cuts. Thanks so much for joining us today on the program. We appreciate it.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off. That's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling at Two Lanes.
You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Of What's on Your Mind, filled with all kinds of blizzard fun here. The road conditions getting better. 94 west of Bismarck Mandan, they've now been converted to snow covered from the Montana line to 85, and from 85 until about 49, they are ice compacted in snow. So the no travel advisory now between Bismarck Mandan west only extends for about 60 miles. And there's still obviously a good chunk of no travel advised in the southwest corner of the state and the mid part of the state as well. North of Bismarck Mandan, no travel advised still on Highway 83 till about halfway up to Minot. And then, of course, you've got scattered ice all the way up to Minot, so still a bit of a mess there. Highway 2 About halfway between Minot and Devil's Lake is no travel advised all the way into Grand Forks. I-29 Grand Forks to the Canadian border, still no travel advised along with a good chunk of northeast North Dakota. And we're seeing more ice compacted snow conditions in the southeast corner of the state as well now that have been largely untouched up until this point. If you go Bismarck, Mandant, east on the interstate on 94, you start out with about, looks like about 45 minutes of scattered snow and drifts, then it converts to scattered ice and snow all the way through Jamestown until about halfway through to Valley City. And about halfway to Valley City through on into Fargo, it remains decent driving conditions on I-94 now, so not too bad there. But, of course, as the Weather Service folks told us earlier, this will continue to get a little bit of worse. Global warming, right? Bring it on. We'll take it. Here's that story I promised I'd share from the AP. It actually is a story about how global warming dials up our risks, according to a new UN report. If the world doesn't cut pollution of heat-trapping gases, the already noticeable harms of global warming could spiral out of control, said the head of a United Nations scientific panel today. And he's not alone, it reads. The Obama White House says it's taking this new report as a call for action, with Secretary of State John Kerry saying the cost of inaction are catastrophic. Oh, they're really rolling out the scare tactics here. The chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that issued this 32-volume, 2,610-page report told the Associated Press it's a call for action without reductions in emissions. He said impacts from warming could get out of control. So we've got catastrophic, we've got out of control, we've got things spiraling. You got quite the picture there. They go on to say 21st century disasters such as killer heat waves in Europe, wildfires in the United States, droughts in Australia, deadly flooding in Thailand and Pakistan highlight how vulnerable humanity is to extreme weather, all at the fault of global warming. Do you buy it, folks? Is this UN report now the wake-up call that John Kerry wants it to be for you? You let me know. Here's a couple of calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. You can call it all you want. You can call this a law, mandate law, this law, that law. It seems to be all communistic law to me, taking away your freedom, taking away your personal rights and all your individual rights. Call it what you want. Bottom line, it's communistic. So good luck with all your communism. Good luck.
Not happy, that caller. Here's a weather report from Grand Forks for you.
Hey, Scott, John from Grand Forks. I'd like to give you an update on the weather in Grand Forks, but I don't know because I refuse to even look out the window. Have a good day, guys.
Can't be that bad, is it? Come on, look out the window. Give a peek. Let us know. 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in on the program today. 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, energy security, and stepping up to the plate to help meet the state's challenges. What's not to love? NorthDakotaOilCan.com is the website to find out more about the good work the North Dakota Petroleum Council is doing day in and day out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, Scott, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Scott in Bismarck, go ahead.
For some good news on the Obamacare?
Yes, I want good news on Obamacare.
Well, I've got a 28-year-old son that has never believed that he should have to work for a living. He's bragging about he now has health insurance with a $2 copay. He can go anywhere he wants, all he wants, for only $2. And then he gets rewarded because he doesn't want to work. He gets $269 a month in food stamps and an EBT card. Then he's offered a free cell phone, and now he's applied and is able to get $750 through Burley Housing for a one-bedroom apartment, and he's telling me, why would I want to work?
So, well, that's a sad indictment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, for a proud father to have to, I've always worked hard, and my insurance went from $1,200 to $1,700 for my wife and our family plan with Blue Cross. And I ask them why, and it's because of all these other requirements that their policies have to do with, which is with our group policy. But I don't know how you're ever going to get people like my son off any system when they're rewarded and they couldn't afford to go back to work because they could never pay for their insurance now, so he can get it for free.
Wow. Good luck on that project, Scott. Keep us posted. Jamie Bismarck, Bob Fargo. Call tomorrow. Sorry we didn't get to you. We're out of time. We got to run. Never enough hours in the day to talk to the good folks of the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.